Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria 30, Polokwane 28. The slain Gauteng traffic warden Chesney Kepler will be laid to rest in Eldorado Park, south of Johannesburg this morning. Kepler was allegedly shot and killed by her police officer boyfriend, who remains in hospital under police guard following an attempted suicide. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
The Kepler family begins the year in deep sorrow as they lay to rest the 22-year-old Chesney, who succumbs to her injuries at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital on the 26th of December. At a memorial service held earlier this week, Kepler was remembered as a dedicated crime fighter. Speaking at the event, Gauteng Acting Premier Lebohang Maile said that the incident highlights the crisis of gender-based violence in South Africa.
In our country, thousands of women die every year in the hands of men who are supposed to protect them. In this case, the true horror is that such a man was an officer of the law.
Kepler's alleged killer is expected to appear in court on Wednesday. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
The South African Weather Service warns of widespread showers and thundershowers across the central and eastern regions of South Africa from tomorrow until well into next week. This includes in the northwest, the Free State, KwaZulu-Natal and the southern parts of Mpumalanga and Gauteng. Forecaster Samkele Siswe Tswala has warned motorists returning home after the holidays that low water bridges may overflow.
The rainfall distribution is anticipated to remain scattered to widespread along the central and eastern part of the country. These conditions will be most likely to be accompanied by the persistence of disruptive rainfall and localized flooding.
City Power reports significant pressure on its system following recent storms that have caused flooding and damaged infrastructure. Spokesperson Isaac Magena says that limited holiday manpower has slowed response times, but resources have been recalled to address backlogs. Residents are urged to conserve electricity.
We're looking forward to the fact that by Monday at least, we will have most of the people available for responding to some of these issues. And with our systems being under pressure, you may actually have to reinstate the load reduction with little or no notice. We'll communicate to the customers so that they can ready themselves for such eventuality.
And the office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a delegation has been approved to resume ceasefire negotiations in Qatar. American, Qatari and Egyptian mediators have spent nearly a year trying to broker a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas, but those efforts have repeatedly stalled, with both sides blaming the other for their failure. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinar. Hoofdnuus die uur. Die verkeersbewaarder Chesney Kepler sal na verwagting vannacht rustig gelê word.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Saturdays 7 to 10. Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love. But oh, one thing I'm never gonna do is throw away my dancing shoes. And oh Lord, don't try me, really not tonight. I'll lay down and die, I'll scream and I'll cry. We've already wasted our time. I'm never gonna not dance again. I'm never gonna not dance again. Oh, I just wanna pop and look to my records, take off all of my clothes. Never gonna not dance again. I'm gonna dance, bruh. I'm gonna dance. I want my life to be a Whitney Houston song. I got all good luck and zero, don't care if I belong, no. If I could kill the thing that makes us all so dumb, we're never getting younger, so